Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. My name's Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. I'm really looking forward to doing today's interview, Denny.
I am too. And we have as our guest today, Janelle Edwards. Hey, Janelle, how you doing?
Doing well. Well, actually a little allergies. Sorry about the voice, but feeling good.
You're looking good too. You sure are. So glad to have you on. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. As we normally do, Janelle, we like to talk to the people about your vision. I don't know anything about your vision, so just fill us in. Are you totally blind? You legally blind, or how you lost your sight? Just wherever you want to tell us about it.
Yes, I am totally blind and was born that way. And doctors have speculated what caused it, but basically the optic nerve did not develop.
Okay. And was that one of the, you know, back in the, well, I'm not going to say what years.
Cause, no. No, that's okay. It had nothing to do with incubators or
okay.
anything.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to there. So you've been blind all of your life, and we'd like to go into about when you came into MCB and why.
Okay. I've been an ACB member since the mid-90s, and in 2006, I moved to Missouri with my then-husband so that he could accept a better job opportunity, working with the federal government, but a full-time position instead of part-time, and at that point joined in Springfield, the service club. I subsequently, in 2011, moved to Kansas City, and I've been a member in the past of AWB. I'm a member of ATI and have just done various things with MCB. I am the Bylaws and Resolutions Chair currently. I previously did one edition of the Chronicle. I've been the Adaptive Technology Chair in the past, but gave that up to do the bylaws. One has been enough for me, one committee chairship, and I served for a couple of years as MCB secretary and also was just the representative for my Springfield affiliate for 1 year in addition to that. And I still, with ACB, serve on their Constitution and Bylaws and Credentials Committee. And I could be missing something there. Oh, yes. I'm an ACB Life member since 2005, and I'm just glad to be here in Missouri and have found what I think is a really nice niche for myself to contribute to the organization. And I also just keep learning nationally from the Constitution and Bylaws people and locally here from our parliamentarians, Virginia and now Chris. I feel very privileged to have the opportunity.
Where did you move to Missouri from?
From Manhattan, Kansas. I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and then moved to Manhattan later. That I held three different computer jobs in my career, and along with my sighted peers, well, part of them, about 20% of us were laid off three different times from the three different places, and so did some moving around Kansas before I had my last layoff and was having some repetitive overuse tendonitis, so I took an early retirement. And as I said, we moved to Missouri for my husband to get a better job. He is deceased and has been for quite a number of years, but I'm happy living in Kansas City with Greg Hollins and have great friends here in Kansas City and around the state, and just feel very happy to be here. I was actually born in Missouri, but had not ever lived here until 2006.
Okay, Chip?
Yeah, Janelle, you know, when you were growing up there in Wichita, did you attend public school, school for the blind, or how'd that work out for you?
I attended public school. There were two summers that the Kansas School for the Blind, I'm not sure if that's its exact name, but they had summer programs for 3 or 4 weeks, a couple of years that I went to receive some extra cane travel and things like that. But most of what I did was public school, and then went on to public universities, to Kansas State University, and later a master's at Friends University in Wichita.
Okay, very good. And we were talking just before we started the interview, your involvement with ACB, and I had asked you the question because I thought I had recalled where you were the moderator of a number of the ACB lists. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, there was a list. It's gone now, but it was called ACBL, just a general discussion list for members, and I moderated that for several years. And so the way they worked it at that time, I started out just being the moderator, and then they created a committee that assisted me with that work. So I was the chair of the Internet Oversight Committee for several years. That was a great learning experience for me, but I feel privileged to have been able to move on to these other committee opportunities with ACB.
And then also I want to back up to, again, talk a little bit about your family. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Okay.
Then you, I know you've been serving as the Missouri Council of the Blind Bylaws Chair for several years. I'm not sure even when you started, if you were Bylaws Chair before I was president or if I appointed you to that position, but you do such a great job with that, Janelle. I don't know of anybody that's ever done any better than what you do with that. That seems to be a passion of yours. Have you ever considered being a parliamentarian?
I did consider it at one point. I think I would have some challenges as a blind person to overcome, and I'm probably just old enough at life at this point. I'm 61. I was privileged to be able to take early retirement, but I guess I just wasn't ready to go into that much of a different career. And you would just get into such different circumstances. I was privileged to have lunch one day with the gentleman who was the ACB parliamentarian at that time. And he told me some about what you do, and perhaps if I had been younger or something, but it is something that I just keep learning about and I do find very interesting and important.
Janelle, they're living there in Kansas City, and apart from doing organizational type things with MCB and ACB, what kind of things do you like doing? I know there's got to be a lot of different things you enjoy doing there in Kansas City.
Well, there's more to do here in Kansas City as far as just opportunities for festivals and things that come to town, getting together with friends. I'm much happier here than in Springfield. Nothing against Springfield, but the transportation here just makes it a lot easier for me. And I just seem to have settled in here better than I think anywhere else I've ever lived. And just very happy to be here. Perhaps it's dining out with friends. Perhaps it's going somewhere to listen to some music or whatever. And I enjoy travel. I haven't done so much of it during COVID, but I travel with Greg or with friends, female friends, on occasion with my mother, just go different places, cruises, and also just regular vacation opportunities across the country. And I find as a blind person, if I do research in advance, sometimes there are really unique opportunities to be able to touch things. And this is actually the thing when you guys had asked me if there's anything I really wanted to cover. Denny, I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was 2010 when I think it was in Phoenix, we were supposed to have the opportunity to go to a wildlife park and pet kangaroos and things, and that was canceled due to the weather. Well, I did have that opportunity when Greg and I went on a cruise that started in Yes, New Zealand. It ended in Australia. We stayed in Australia for another 3 days and went to a wildlife park, and we were able to pet various animals. And my favorite was holding this sweet, gentle little kangaroo and being able to pet him. And I just really love animals. That I currently use a cane, but I've also had guide dogs in the past. And I think good, loving animals are just a very special gift that we have here on this earth.
Now, when you held that kangaroo, did you get to stick your hand in its pocket?
I did. I absolutely did. Oh, and yes, I think I did become your bylaws chair in 2010. I know that you were the one that invited me to take on that position, which I sure appreciate.
Well, yeah, you bet. That was probably one of the wisest decisions I ever made as president. So, because as I mentioned, you do such a great job with that. You really do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I got another question, Denny, for Janelle.
Go ahead.
Janelle, I know that you've had the opportunity on the national level to get a little bit of an understanding about some of the different states. How would you, not necessarily compare MCB with the other state affiliates, but what is it about maybe MCB that you think is a significant difference with MCB as to maybe the other state affiliates?
MCB has a lot more money. We're very lucky here. As far as the grants, nowhere else that I've talked to people have they had anything like the summer camp. And I mean, just the matches for different things like the adaptive technology, being able to help out our members go to the ACB convention and various things. And yes, of course, different affiliates do different things. A lot of them do scholarships. And I certainly am not familiar with all of the affiliates, but it has struck me that our members are a lot more privileged because of the money that we have. And I noticed that once again, we are scheduled to have deficit spending that I hope at some point we can get those expenses down some more, just so that future generations will still have some money there. I did read the budget in its entirety, and I know that we got really lucky with the stock market going up and everything this year that we did not end up going in the hole this last year. But that the stock market can come down just like it goes back up. And a lot of the groups used to have the vehicle donation that has tapered off or gone away for a lot of affiliates because of the changing tax laws and everything. And I think a lot of affiliates, just like with our thrift store situation, a lot of affiliates keep searching for new ways to bring in money. And a lot of them have just really had to cut things back, like not have their executive director anymore due to financing. And I just hope the MCB board and members who can come up with great ideas can help us to keep some money in the treasury for future generations.
You bet. You're a member, you said, of AWB, Allied Workers for the Blind. Do you serve as an officer in that affiliate?
I am a former member of AWB. At this point, my affiliation is through ATI.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I did serve as their secretary at one point, and I've been the secretary of various affiliates, like the one in Springfield and different things that way, but very happy to be involved in ATI and benefit from their good programming and just ACB in general, ACB and MCB.
Now, you're very technology-minded and do a great job with it. Have you ever taught adaptive technology, or is that something you, even at your age, you know, you still have a bright future ahead of you? You're one of the younger people, it seemed like, in MCB. But would you like to get into technology more, or are you happy with what you do?
I like learning about new technology, and it certainly keeps changing. And just as far as giving a hint to somebody I know, to a friend or acquaintance or whatever, sure, I'm happy to do that. But I don't really have the temperament or skills to be a teacher. I think that takes a special gift. And I know you do that professionally, Denny, and there are other people and MCB that do it or have done it as well. But that is not one of my gifts. So no, other than just the short little give somebody advice for a couple of minutes, I will not be going into the teaching part. But I'm sure glad that there are some of you out here that do, because I've certainly, even though I worked in computer programming and I read a lot of articles and things on technology, I've certainly learned things from the articles you post.
Well, I know Chip also teaches technology, and he probably has more patience than I do. But it does take a little bit of patience to work with some people. So, Chip, anything else you want to ask Janelle?
Yeah, Janelle, I know you've talked a little bit about your involvement with AWB and with MCB. You are the current bylaws chair. Do you have any ambition to maybe doing some other things within the organization?
Well, Chip, I certainly apologize. I did not realize you were also teaching or have taught technology, but that's great. We need as many of you guys out there as we can get. And I don't really have any particular ambitions. I've served on the MCB board and all that, and I hope I made a positive contribution there, but I'm really kind of settled into what I do, that if somebody brings something to me and asks me to participate or help, I will certainly consider it, but I don't have any particular goals.
All right, Denny, I have one last question and then a comment. So Janelle, we mentioned to you at the very beginning before we started the interview that one of the questions I always like to ask, pretty much close to the end, and we're quickly approaching the end here. Is there anything about Janelle Edwards that you would like to share that hardly anybody really knows about, that you wouldn't mind just opening and just sharing with folks?
Well, I actually had already given you my answer that I had planned to that, what was about the kangaroo situation. But I guess the other thing that I would just say is I think there's so much more out there to help blind people, the things that have been dictated by law, things that particular businesses have just chosen to do. There's more Braille out there. If anybody is traveling, which I realize a lot of us haven't done as much lately, and some people for various reasons just can't do it all, but check in advance with those places. Sometimes it has surprised me what they will make available, like a private tour guide for the whole day in Williamsburg and getting to touch all kinds of things, a private tour in the Capitol. Of course, this was well before the insurrection situation, but getting to go down and have that dome described and really be down in the center of it and go into the Supreme Court area where they hold court, that there's just so much fascinating stuff to do. I know there's more with the visual things for those who have that benefit, but there's just still so much to enjoy and learn about in the world. And as long as I can, for as many years as I can, I want to keep learning something new every day.
Oh, good. Well, you mentioned about the kangaroo. I guess you're pretty fortunate, because I understand that those kangaroos have some kind of powerful kick. So you were probably pretty fortunate that you were not kicked. The comment that
this was a little baby kangaroo.
Okay.
Like the size of a small dog. And the ladies took these little animals home to play with their children at night.
Okay.
Really?
I have definitely been warned by friends, don't think I can just go out there in the wild and touch a kangaroo, that they're very mean and they kick. And I certainly agree with that. But this one was, at least at that moment in its life, was very domesticated and gentle.
Very docile, huh?
And then my comment, Janelle, is that you mentioned about your life and time with Greg and your living together there. You have our sympathies. Just kidding, Greg.
We need to get him on here one of these days. So
yeah,
we'll do that. Janelle, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the people listening before we close this out?
I just encourage people to become involved in MCB. It's a great way to get to know people and to be educated. Even if there isn't a particular committee you want to serve on, there are so many educational opportunities and social opportunities with MCB, but there again, it's everybody at their own level, whether it's just reading the Chronicle or being on a committee, or nowadays we have so much through Zoom or even ACB radio, that there's a lot out there for the residents of Missouri.
Sure is.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. There's a lot of good peer support within MCB. Thanks again, Janelle. We appreciate it. And folks, if you have somebody that you would like for Chip and I to interview, be sure and give us a call. My number is 636-428-1500, and Chip's number is
417-540-9703.
And we will catch you the next time here on MCB Meet the People. I guess it's Meet the People of MCB. That's the way it is. Yeah. Be sure and listen. You might even hear yourself on here. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.